Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday: go back and review the conversation in your head that you've jotted down about this issue to see if there are any voices you've not captured. Example, voice missing: I really want a massage. So here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, hi, Izata speaking.
Hello, Izata. I didn't recognize you because we were outside your bag. Whoops. Ashwini?
Well, she dropped off, Sherry. Hang on. Oh, doggone it. Hang on. I can't get her back. So hopefully she'll call back in.
Yes, hopefully. Okay, good.
Okay, let's take our next caller. Let's see. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourselves?
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Ashwini. It's Karen.
Well, hello, Karen.
Well, hello.
Hey, Karen.
Hi.
Long time no see.
I know. This was fun because, boy, just asking the question, it was sort of an invitation, and oh my gosh, the kind of a swarm of little requests, nothing big, but some of what we've talked about before, especially with the organic foods, I want all, I want organic tomatoes and avocados and most of that sort of thing I buy, but still that voice was there. And, but all kinds of other things that surprised me. And I guess what I'm looking at, some of the things were, somebody came, my mother had given me a beautiful diamond ring that I never wear because I think it's not me. But somebody wants to wear it and get her nails done. And that's those kind of things that really surprised me. And I kind of didn't know what to do with it. what do you do with
huh.
that?
uh-huh.
And, just funny little things,
is there a sense, Karen, of aspects of the personality, aspects of ego that haven't been heard from, haven't felt seen?
Uh-huh. Yes. There was, I don't know what I would call that aspect, sort of a fancy person is, I guess, what I would call that never is really allowed to be there. I don't know what else to call her, but.
Well, here's a little something to try, okay? And first, I'll say that first, and then I hope I'll remember the second part, but ask her.
Oh, okay.
Rather than being someone who names someone, ask her how she sees herself and what, because the thing about this that we want to remember is that if something comes up in me, I want to, that doesn't mean I need to do it.
Yes.
What I need to do is find out what's under that, because, the need is not to wear a diamond ring.
Right.
But there's something there that is feels unseen or unheard or whatever that unappreciated. And if we can get to what that genuine need is, then we have a chance of resolving something, because, of course, the danger that we fall into when we start, it dropped in that I'd like to, and then now I need to do that, ego can catch on to that process in a hurry.
I see. Yeah. Okay. No, that makes total sense and sounds very familiar. And but it just was really interesting. Most of what was wanted were very practical things. oh, like I ended up wearing recently at the monastery my garden shoes around a lot. And somebody was going, you know, we've got to, like, change this up. Clomping around the monastery property with garden shoes on is not the best plan. And, you know, things like that. Just, you know, very practical things. But, yeah, that's a really good point.
And things that we could say could come from a place of taking care of you.
Yeah,
that might get ignored in the financial scheme of things because you don't need to spend the money. I mean, you've got things that'll work. That's good enough. So,
there's a very practical, and that practical person can definitely go into a conversation. There can be that aspect of it too,
of kind of a justify your existence attitude. Well,
yeah.
Prove that you really need that. Is that really that important? And with something like this, we step back and say, now, who put you in charge?
Yeah.
How did you get to be the gatekeeper on what everybody gets?
Yeah. Yeah. But it was, I guess, and overall, what was kind of fun to see is the request for really just kind of small things. I mean, all of them doable. Nothing outrageous.
Nobody wanted a cruise to Greece?
No, nobody wanted anything, you know, which it felt like there was a lot of contentment, a lot of feeling full, a lot of, there was just these little, it felt more like a playful exercise to me when I was doing it. It was just, anyway, that was fun. I really enjoyed seeing that.
Mm-hmm. And good to hear from people. And good to practice that process of okay, well, what's underneath that?
Yeah,
what's really going on? So there's a great two-handed recording opportunity, right? So you can sit down with somebody and have a heart-to-heart about well, what's going on? How will you feel at that? And what does that mean to you?
Yeah, well, I think right now in this moment, I can see what's under the diamond ring that just dropped in as you were saying that. And I think it's that sense of feeling responsible because the only time I ever wear that ring is when I go see my mother because it makes her so happy that I wear it. What I'm noticing in all of this, the big overall thing, is the same karma keeps showing up, at least in the with the self-care and then also with the financial, that same sort of karma shows up.
And so I really appreciate that demonstration because from fancy, which could have a kind of a negative connotation, to really sensitive and loving.
Yeah.
Right? Wanting to wear that because it makes your mother happy and then where does it go from there with somebody wanting to wear that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Anyway, fun to see. And
much to see.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you both.
Glad you're home safe and sound.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.
Carrie, that is such a wonderful way of observing process, right? So that something, the exercise is to question. The question produces an answer. The answer is unexpected. There's the ability to really go, part of the process here is to simply acknowledge something that was not acknowledged before. That's the first step in the process. Let this also be, as opposed to, I mean, if we think of ourselves in conditioned circumstances, I mean, conditioning is constant limitation, right? Constant control. And to allow for something to arise and just be and acknowledge is to acknowledge that we are all things, not just what conditioning makes us. And so that in itself is such freedom.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we get to explore the unmet need underneath it, if there is one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that tunnel vision image always comes to me. And I saw it with what you were saying, that that's how ego, it's a big part of how ego controls, right? Just keep everything really, really small and known and manageable. And then something
and
like
not that
drops in. Yeah, not that. Yeah, not that. And then something so unexpected drops in, and it brings us into automatically into that larger perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why ego doesn't like us doing stuff like this. Don't ask those questions. Don't look at that.
Don't
stuff.
Look.
Yeah, don't look.
Don't look. Yeah. All right. Here's Isota. Hopefully she's back. Let's see.
Oh, good.
Hello, hello. Isota? Can you hear me?
Ah, there she is.
Oh my God, again. It happened again.
No, we've got
you.
Can
here.
You hear us?
Yes. Ooh, I got scared.
I was kidding you that I didn't know it was you because we were outside of your bag when you
because
said hello.
Today, out of self-care, I was just laying in bed listening to the call. I decided it was a good way of relaxing and taking care of myself. Learned from the previous month of the retreat.
Uh-huh. So how are you doing on finances?
Oh my God, I saw so much. I'm so thankful for this. I saw three things, but I don't want to take too much time, so I'll just tell you one that I saw today and that I think is going to change my working life forever. I hope.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was I thought that all there was to see was conditioning telling me that I'm a spoiled brat, that my life isn't difficult enough financially and all this, you know. I thought that was the only thing to see, especially because...
Because it so wants to tell you that, right?
Exactly.
It so tells you that all the time. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's not that, I mean, that is a big karma. But today, I was just dividing the voices up and trying to see who was there, what else was there. And something dropped in that is amazing. So, for work, I'm a real estate agent. So, I have to make two people agree on an apartment, no? And I spend all my day being upset at these people, at both sides, the owner and the renter, because they think they're both always stingy and stupid. That's my normal attitude towards my customers, you know? And I had
Which is not that fun.
It's not that fun. And I had no idea how much it ruined my day-to-day life. And today I was meditating and I was thinking, oh my God, that bleep doesn't want to spend the money to do this in their apartment, and they would rent it in one day if they just spend that money. How can they not see it? How can they be so stupid and stingy? And then I was like, wow. You know?
So you suspected projection?
I do, yes. But I've been doing this job for years, and it just dropped in now, you know?
Well, that's the beauty of practice, isn't it? Just one sec. I got choked up over that story, Isota. That's the beauty of practice, right? So you're doing your job. You're watching this, you're listening to it, you're living it, you're believing it, and then, hang on.
But you can't imagine the contempt with which I treat these people. I used to until today.
Yes. Do you think they know it?
I wonder. I think if they did, they wouldn't work with me anymore. So
yeah, exactly. You must be camouflaging it pretty well. But the point is, you're suffering over it, or you have been, right? You've been suffering over it.
Yes, and tell me if this makes sense or not, because I guess that the point is just so ending my suffering. But do you think that since my job is to make these people see each other's needs and get along, I could use this thing that I understood to make them see why they don't want to spend that money and make them understand it's a good investment, or that is totally out of the scope of this thing?
Well, I wouldn't think it is. I would think that that is a huge part of your insight, is that now you do have a greater awareness than either of those people, right? Because they have been in their stupid and stingy version of that, right? So each one seeing the other one as difficult or impossible,
exactly,
or whatever, trying to do something to me, trying to keep me from having, you know, whatever it is that ego gets going about this stuff. And now you have a larger perspective. So in a gentle, kind way, you would actually be able to point out these things because you don't have that going anymore, because you're not hating them and calling them names inside your head. You can really see that they're suffering over holding this position. And so you could then gently assist them to see a larger perspective.
You know that I am excited to go back to work and after the call.
Yeah. Because you go as a new person, right?
With a whole new
perspective.
Yeah. I hope I don't start patronizing them. I will record before starting to work.
That's right. And here's the thing, Isota. If you do, if that's what happens next, you'll see it.
And I'll calibrate that.
Yeah, exactly.
Happy. Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy. Relax.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Gotcha.
Thanks, Isota. Again, the process is so fabulous, isn't it? Cherry, the insight drops in. We're willing to look at it. We don't go to self-hate because that's who I am. I recognize it's the judgment of conditioning that's being projected. I get out of it. And now I am in a tremendous place of awareness where I can facilitate, as you said, because I don't have anything going about it. Because I'm not held by the judgment, I don't judge. I'm held in awareness, and so I can compassionately facilitate the movement of someone else from identification to disidentification, because I'm disidentified.
Yes. And with that, the element that I think is so important is that Isoto can see now how she was suffering with that, which we don't see when we're just identified, right? We don't. I'm right, and they're stupid and stingy, and I'm a victim to them. And if they would, that whole thing that I bet we're all familiar with, our own version of that. And then we see it, and we can really have compassion for somebody else because we know. I know you're in the same process that I get into, so I don't have to hate you or judge you. I actually want to be your friend, and I want to be of assistance, and I want to support you, and I want you to do well.
Well, and this is the oxygen metaphor. I mean, the oxygen mask metaphor, and so that the self hate that piles on, that says you're an awful human being for feeling this way. You know that until we see it happening to us. We get out of it, we can't see it or assist when it's happening to someone else. It's so important to realize that the movement of disidentification has to happen here first.
Yes, and as you say, the stage of practice that we get to is, I see it, and self-hate is not allowed to take it over.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Moves me to compassion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, good. Hi, it's Jill in New York.
Well, hello, Jill.
Hello. First, I want to say that I had insight while I was listening to this conversation, and so I mean, it's such a plug for participating in these calls, and it just adds a whole other dimension to this work that I couldn't get there on my own, so I'm very excited about that.
Well, tell us more.
Well, when I had drawn the characters and I sort of named them, I called them gremlins, which is not a flattering word for these subpersonalities. Mm-hmm. And so one was like the responsible gremlin, and one was the spa gremlin, who, you know, makes this case for, you know, snorkeling is actually brings you closer to God, and so you need to plan a Caribbean vacation. And you know, and then there's one who's sort of the undermining gremlin, who's like, you'll never make it, you're, you know. So they were a little bit on the negative tip in just this first amount of work that I did. And then, you know, the question of looking at what other voices are there, you know, the person. So what I'm looking at this month is, you know, what is underlying sort of a career change that I might want to make, and this sort of financial insecurity I feel around it. And so what I missed was the person who wants that, who wants to make that career change. And I haven't talked to her. And she's not a gremlin, you know. So I guess I was looking at, you know, the ego. You know, just first of all, just my relation, my view of the voices or the subpersonalities when I did this work. Like, just the question of, you know, that they're bad. You know, it seems like there's sort of an underlying thread that they might be someone who, whoever did the drawings, might have assumed that they were bad agents.
So Jill, so yes. This is causing you to look not at them,
yes,
but at who's looking at
exactly.
them.
Exactly, exactly. And that who is looking at them in defense of who, you know, because who's looking at them in that way is defending somebody or some position, or is trying to, and that's the person who wants to make this change. So it seems like there's a person who wants to make the change. There's the person who's advocating for that and is looking out at these subpersonalities as obstacles to it.
Which makes the person suspicious, doesn't it?
Yeah,
you know, it's kind of like, yeah, I want the loan. Yeah, I don't care what the interest is. Yeah, give me, where do I sign?
Exactly.
Now, really? Is that?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. It's just was starting to divide into a duality. Even doing the exercises, and so I just saw that in this work on this call. Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah. Well, it's so important, that urgency. Last weekend we did a little workshop at Center on urgency, worry, and anxiety.
Wish I'd been there.
yeah, it was good. I said to Ashwini, I enjoyed it so much that I said, you know, maybe we should do this in one of those live stream things where people, because urgency, worry, and anxiety, I mean, who doesn't have that? And so that urgency that causes a person to rush into something, instead of go, well, now, wait a minute. Wait. Everybody's going, right? It's not like somebody's going to get a new job and everybody else is going to stay at the old job.
That's right.
We're all going.
That's
so
right.
Let's make sure that we have consensus here.
Yeah.
And at least we hear from everybody. You know, well, what's your perspective and why? Yeah, I mean, you may disregard it, and that might not be what motivates you, but at least you don't go with that. I had two images, one being held back and the other being made anxious, right? Because what is that feeling? I don't know what that feeling is, but it makes me nervous, you know?
Yeah, and that came up with one of my, you know, the responsible person was like, you know, it's very supportive for you to have a regular job and steady income. It's important to your mental health and to, you know, your role in the family and this sort of, you know, that. So that's, you know, that's, I guess I'm still hedging on whether that's a gremlin. And by gremlin, I mean, you know, somebody who's just there to muck up the conversation.
Yeah, and of course, you know, the thing I hear is you. And so that's always a flag for me. I mean, that could just be the way you're describing it now. But if that is the case, then who's that person and who are they talking to? about those other people.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I'm just looking at my notes now, and it's all you. And so, so maybe not aspects of personality, but just, you know, the voices, basically.
To be seen.
God, so much.
And the good part about it is, again, with the urgency, you know, a lot of times it's, you need to decide.
Right.
And to realize, actually, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Life is not going to make a bad decision. And
mm-hmm.
so I'm fine. when the time is right, I'll know.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, there's no reason to get in a state about it.
Yeah, good point. Mm. Yeah, that's very relaxing to think about. So
it really is. and to think about, this is your life. So, of course, you know, awareness practice, it's everything for me, so I project that on. But truly, to be with you, to get to know you, to live this life with you, to feel good about you, to enjoy you, I'm going to rate higher than whatever job I'm doing.
Yeah, and that doesn't exist in these voices conversations. I mean, that's one of the things that really came out of both months in this work, too, is that, you know, that connection with what is nowhere to be found any of that.
Except with snorkeling and getting closer to God, which we thought for a week or 10 days, okay, maybe we want to go for something a little more long lasting.
All right.
Thank you, Jill.
Thank you. Thanks, Ashwini. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jill.
Bye-bye.
And that's such a true statement. Nothing that is about being with life can ever be in the conditioned stream of voices. Except if we have something like snorkeling and being closer to God, and we pause to consider what's underneath it, you know, because it distorts it so much.
Yes, yes. Yeah, well, it's like the diamond ring, right?
Yes, that's exactly where I was.
Very much the same thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Sherry, we have time for one more caller.
All right.
At least 3 minutes. So here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello there, Sharon calling from Barbados.
Well, hello, Sharon.
Yeah,
what are you seeing?
Well, I got a little confused because I wasn't looking at it the way other people were. I mean, voices, sub-personalities, I wasn't really sure. But my focus was, I mean, you could answer that question. Other voices, were you specifically looking for sub-personalities or were you looking for conditioning sort of messages?
Well, all of the above.
All of the above? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you how
because,
I did.
Because, because usually the voices lead us directly to who's saying that, who holds that perspective, where is that conditioning residing? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, starting from my pictures, kind of the way Jill did, I drew three pictures, and I found a voice lately, which is this kind of poor me, you know, it's not my fault, it's, you know, it doesn't, you know, my issue is tracking my finances, which I never seem to want to do. And then the other one was this kind of judgmental one, you just can't do anything right. And then there's another one, I love to move, you know, and this one, I'm jumping around, I'm doing stuff. And so when I looked at the other voices and what came out of that, I love to move, because my father always used to say, you've got to take care of old Sharon. I used to hate to hear that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as I was doing this and I saw this person jumping around, I realized I am taking care of old Sharon, you know, because I exercise, I eat good, you know, I look after myself, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And so I realized that I'm there, you know. And
yes.
So that was a bit of a breakthrough.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes. And now it seems like turning attention to what the obvious self-hate in that one, right, which is the, how did you phrase it? Can't ever do anything right, or
yeah, Yeah.
I mean, that's to me, that's not an aspect of personality. Okay, you can never do anything. That's just pure old self-hate. And so with that one, you know, we might want to certainly talk with somebody about being the recipient of that, but believing that there's anything of value in that is just like, we're not talking anymore.
Right.
And the, of course, the don't want to track your finances, for most of us anyway, that just comes down to you can be tortured by what's hidden. If it remains in the dark, then the voices have a great ability to torture us. We bring it out into the light of day, and then we have all the information. We have what we need to be in a place of clarity.
Right. I think I just never look at it because I think, what am I going to get out of it by looking at it?
Freedom.
Yeah, I suppose it's just that something is resisting, so let's have a look.
We call that, that's right, and we call that something that's resisting egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate.
Right.
Yeah, okay. always. It doesn't matter what is being resisted. It doesn't matter what the subject is. Resistance is always egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate. It just is.
Okay, well, that's good to know. All right, thank you so much.
Yeah, because life is never no. Only ego is no. So,
yeah. Well, I appreciate you calling on me. Thank you both very, very much.
Well, you're so welcome. Enjoy your jumping around.
I will. Thank you.
Right.
I will.
Thanks, Sharon.
Bye-bye. Bye, Ashwini.
Thanks, Sharon. That's a good way to end the call, right, Sherry? Resistance is always ego. And the no is don't look.
Yeah.
And
don't
that's
look,
just
don't listen,
iron
don't
call of, yep, mm-hmm. I need to look because there's something that needs to go from unacceptable to acceptable.
Yeah.
It's helpful that it's so straightforward, isn't it? There's resistance.
Yeah.
Okay, that's where I need to go.
Right. As a training, if we train ourselves in the small things, whether it's flossing your teeth or whatever little thing that you train
mm-hmm.
yourself in, the skill is available. I mean, Brian was talking about it a couple of calls ago. As soon as you hear, I don't want to do that, I don't feel like doing that, you do it. Simply because you're an awareness practitioner who's trained to go where ego doesn't want to go.
You have to bravely go where no ego.
Ego doesn't want
to go.
All right. So here's our assignment for today. Is there a duality operating that you can identify? Assignment. Rearrange the voices on two sides of the duality. Which aspect of ego do you see on each side? Record and listen. Example, mm-hmm. one side, I should save for the future, responsible. Second side, I never get to do something nice for myself, victim.
All right. More fun ahead. Thank you, Ashwini.
Thank you, Sherry.